This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 4, PR-2020-004049, SD-2023-00212, preliminary and final plat, Aldridge Land Surveying Agent for Western Trail, Tennessee and Common, Grayland Corporation requests aforementioned actions for all or a portion of tract A2A Lava Trail Subdivision, Zone MXL, located at 6461 Western Trail Northwest, between southwest corner of Unser and Western Trail, containing approximately 3.8332 acres. Mr. Aldridge, would you state your name and address for the record?
This is Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying. I am owner and president of Aldridge Land Surveying, P.O. Box 30701, Albuquerque, New Mexico, agent for Western Trail, Tennessee and Common Grayland Corporation.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Tim, would you mind turning your volume up a little bit? You're a little, little quiet.
Okay. Let's see if I can get it.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you. If you could provide a short presentation.
Oops. Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying. We are proposing the division of tract A2A into tracts A2A1 and A2A2. This division, the division of this tract will follow the center of an existing private road. All facilities, public infrastructure is already constructed, and it makes sense to have the new property line in the middle of the road. It probably should have been initially, but the original civil engineer on this project did not do that. So we're going back to do that, try to get that accomplished. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public wishing to comment on agenda item number 4? Please raise your hand or unmute and identify yourself. And get my cursor to work. Okay, hearing none, I will proceed to the Water Authority. Mr. Hill. You're
mute. Okay, this is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. I've been in communications with Tim Aldridge regarding some additional language, note 11. I don't know if he's revised that. I think he submitted a revised plat with the updated language on that.
Mr. Hull, this is Tim Aldridge, if I can interrupt. Yes, I just I revised that per your last email this morning, and we edited note 11 on page 2, and I resent that in right about 10 minutes after your email.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Robert, if you could blow up note 11 and let Mr. Hugel look at note 11. Right there.
Well, yes. This isn't the current, this Andre Hull, that's not the current note. He did revise the plat. I don't know how that works here, but this he did update that note.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon.
There was a second email this morning. If Jay is pulling those up, I think that was, you go back.
And blow that one up, Jay.
Yeah, I think that's the.
That's the note we're looking for. Yes, thank you.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So, Mr. Hewell, what you're saying is, the revised plat that Mr. Rodenbeck got meets your requirements.
This Andre Hull, that's correct.
Great. Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. So you don't have any conditions?
This Andre Hull, that's correct. Yes. No okay. Conditions.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, we'll go to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Okay, Hearing Officer Bohannon, we'll go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hi, thank you. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. My comment is regarding note 23 on the plat. It indicates that tract A2, A1 will have a 20-foot buffer due to its adjacency to major public open space. And 52J2A actually requires a 45-foot landscaping buffer on that tract. So we'll need to have that updated.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So what you're looking at is if on note 22,
is it 23?
23. Mm-hmm. So if you could put in a condition, changing note 23 to reflect a 45-foot buffer.
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
Interrupt.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Aldridge.
Okay, so I did want to touch base, and sorry, my connection cut off, so I didn't hear code enforcement. So we just did the last replat on these tracks in 2020, and that's Parks and Recreation's comments on 7/15/2020, 8/05/2020, and 8/12/2020 required the 20-foot landscape easement, which we added, and that's shown on the plat that we're doing now. I just would like to point out that there is existing, I sent in an exhibit, there is an existing 38-foot wide strip of land that's already existing, that's landscaped, has a 10-foot bike and pedestrian trail, and is irrigated and with benches. UNSR's 176-foot wide right-of-way at this area. And changing this to a 45-foot easement, that's going to take 18 to 20% of this property for that easement. This is the only undeveloped tract in about a mile. And I'm hoping that we can somehow or another shrink that a little bit. 20 foot is what was required before. I guess I don't understand the change.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So we've had several cases with major public open space where parcels are adjoining major public open space, and how the code is in, and I'll refer to Mr. Palmer, but my interpretation of the code is that you don't include right-of-ways. And so the major public open space is on the north side of UNSR Boulevard. And so that's where the 45 comes in. The 45 comes out of the IDO, and we've had several cases through that. So let me let Ms. Phelan address your comments, and then I've got some additional suggestions. Ms. Phelan?
I know we have talked recently with legal, because there are, you know, the intention of that buffer is very intentional, but we do understand there are situations like this where, you know, everything else has been developed without having to meet this requirement, and so open space has been open to supporting a request for a variance to the number, and so you could pursue that through the ZHE, but we're not able to reduce the number, unfortunately.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, and that's where I was heading. Is it a variance or is it a waiver? And maybe let me actually have Mr. Palmer address that if he can.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer. That would require a variance.
Okay, so this is buffer. Yeah, so this that would be to the ZHE.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so Mr. Aldridge, one of the processes that you could go through is you could go ahead and add that note to the plat, and then go through the ZHE variance process, but then you'd have to come back and vacate that portion on this plat. The other one would be to defer this plat, go to the ZHE, get that variance request in, and then come back with the plat that shows the 20 foot. Unfortunately, we've run into this on a couple of cases where the IDO is pretty straightforward as far as the requirements. Mr. Rodenbeck, you've got your hand up.
This is Jay Rundbeck. Mr. Hirnoss, I just want to put on the record, the DHO has authority to issue waivers when it comes to IDEO waivers to sections 5.3, 5.4, and 5.5 of the IDEO, the rest of it. The other sections, it's got to go to ZHE or to the EPC in the case where there's a site plan EPC and a variance requirement. So just throwing that on the record.
Okay. Mr. Aldrich, yes, go ahead.
Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. I understand this. I guess I what I didn't realize was that in 3 years it changed from to a new size that's necessary. I think we'll just proceed. I'll change that to the 45 as requested, and just move forward from there.
Yeah, this hearing, Officer Bohannon. So you will get your plat done, so that'll allow you to work on your other parcel, but then you just got some additional actions that'll be required.
Correct. The developer of that tract, the potential developer, will be doing a site plan, and they can actually deal with that section as they go through that process.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. And one of the things you might suggest is they actually go to EPC, since they actually have the ability to adjust that as well. Okay, with that, I will move on to hydrology.
Tiquanche Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll move on to transportation.
Ernest Darmihoe, transportation. All sidewalks and trails appear to meet standards. We have no objection. Please note, prior to future development, an approved TCL is required. Also, a filled out traffic scoping form submitted to Matt Grush is required to determine if a traffic study will be needed.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. Mr. Armijo, we'll go to planning.
Hi, this is Hannah Olick with planning. I just wanted to ask the applicant for their confirmation that major infrastructure was not required for this project.
That is correct. Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Science Surveying, that is correct.
Perfect. So planning has no objections to this request. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. And then also after DHO approval and final sign off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to the planning manager, Jay Rodenbeck. And also after approval by the DHO, the applicant shall record the final plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. Future development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO for MXL, 5.4C compliance with zoning requirements and the DPM, and further guidance is provided to you in the comment memo that was sent to you yesterday.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Hannah, do they have an approved DXF on file
from AG?
Yes.
I believe so.
Okay.
It was part of the application.
Yes. I saw that on your application.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Aldridge, any other questions before I take action?
I did not hear the Water Authority. Did you go to them? I lost connection.
We did. So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We did. Water Authority was fine. And so was code enforcement.
Mr. Bohannon, Tim Aldrich here. And just for the Water Authority's reference on their comment on the dimensioning the width of the access easement, that was added also to the plat, just for your information. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. Any staff, any other additional comments or questions?
I have a question, and I just want to make sure that this is settled. Can you bring up the plat again? Because we've looked at this property a few different times, and I was trying to send messages to Mr. Armijo. I know that the city engineer was concerned about the where is the road connection to Western Trail?
Is it's it right on the bottom in between the two tracks?
It's really where this is here in Officer Bohannon, where it says North 71, where the call out is, it's right at that location.
Okay. Can someone show me on the screen just to make sure I'm understanding?
So,
you know,
who's controlling the screen? Yeah. Just blow up the.
So is it.
It's an existing roadway. It's been there for like 18 years.
See where it says 88.26 at the bottom? That's where the connection is.
Okay, and this is the connection. I think there might be an informal roadway that was there. But Mr. Armijo, this is the, there's kind of a sharp curve here. And I remember the city engineer did not want to sanction an actual entrance. It seemed like over time we were pushing things back east of UNSR along Western Trail to look for something that was more suitable. Do you remember those conversations?
UNSR Meal Transportation, unfortunately, I don't remember those.
Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying, this access, there's two roads that come off at that intersection. It's been existing for 18 years. That can't be moved. Someone had created a dirt access road at a point in time, and that was taken care of with on our last project.
I'm just going to
create a quick measurement on aerial maps. This is over 400 feet away from the intersection of UNSR. So
yeah, this is here.
I don't see a problem with it.
Hang on a second. Let's get this all for the record. Mr. Armijo, could you do me a favor? Or actually, I think, Jeff, you're controlling the screen. Can you go to Google Earth and bring up this site on Google Earth? I think that can clear up for the record the access points. And then I think what Mr. Armijo is saying is that, yeah, the...
I'll pull it up now.
Yeah. It also aligns with the street across Western Trails, Ms. Wolfley. Yeah, thank you. So that's the existing street. That's the existing connection. And as Mr. Armijo pointed out, it's well over 400 feet from the stop bar at UNSR Boulevard. So this hearing officer doesn't see any issues with that connection point. Yeah.
Okay. And then the second thought I had with Ms. Phelan, and this probably doesn't matter for today, but just for Mr. Aldridge, I was just searching through the IDO. My recollection was that when you were across a principal arterial, you were not considered adjacent for that requirement, but I couldn't find the site. It answers a principal arterial, but let's just say that sort of needs to be clarified with you about the 45-foot buffer requirement.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So I think if what we can do today is go ahead and act on that. If there's additional evidence that comes up as the applicant moves forward, I think it's been consistent that we've always viewed right-of-ways as, you know, we don't include those. And so I think that's still being consistent with the other other projects.
And I'm not trying to say we have discretion here. My recollection is City Council took an action a couple of years ago that excluded principal arterials from being a JSON open space, but I can't find that provision. And it's not, I don't think it's important to this action, but I just think it's important to Mr. Aldridge and his client. So we'll try to clarify that particular provision.
Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Any other comments? Okay. So with that, I will approve PR-2020-004049 SD-2023-00212 preliminary and final plat with one condition that note 23 and the dash line representing the note 23 be updated to show a 45-foot buffer to the major public open space. And that the DHO approval hearing will be added to the plat. Staff, do I have any other conditions? Not seeing any. Mr. Aldridge, good luck.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.